Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
Right, that ain't my America. This is Warhammer Radio, and I am the Freedom Outlaw. Welcome, welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends, and it is the show that never ends because the Constitution never ends. Welcome to Freedom Outlaw Radio, Warhammer Radio. We are hammering the shit out of corrupt law enforcement, out of liberals, out of everything that is wrong in America. We will hammer the shit out of corruption, whether it is here in the mountains of Colorado, in the city streets of Seattle, where the mayor is buggering teenage boys and the media is covering up, or whether it is in your neighborhood. All you have to do is tell us about it, and you can tell us about it right here through our open lines, or you can tell us about it via our confidential tip line, our favorite email line, where we keep everything we hear confidential unless you give us permission to expose it to the world. And that's at Rocky Mountain Way, rockymntway@gmx.com. If you tell us something there that you want exposed, we will dig into it and expose it. And we will expose it at No Freedom, No Love .wordpress.com. That's KNO Freedom, KNO Love .wordpress.com. Because we are afraid of no one. That's right. We fear no evil because we are the meanest mothers around. And today, Warhammer Radio is hammering the shit out of corrupt law enforcement because law enforcement has become the tool of the tyrants. If an agent of the government is speaking to you, it is because they don't have the information needed to lock your ass up yet. Law enforcement does not talk to lizard shit civilians if they cannot arrest them. Law enforcement exists to arrest honest citizens. We live in a police state, and we must stand up to the corrupt crap weasels. As NWA said, fuck the police, coming straight from the underground. Tyranny must be stopped, and it is our responsibility to halt the police state. Honest Americans exist to shove it up the ass of the police state. And I'm here to tell you they are the enemy. I'll cite you an example. Straight from Woodland Park, Colorado, the police department are nothing but chicken shit ticket writers. On May 16, 2017, an unidentified sergeant from the Woodland Park, Colorado police department called my home at approximately 9:32 hours. That's 9:30 a.m. in the morning, and accused me of felony mayhem for allegedly threatening to punch out my adult son from a marriage. That means he was my stepson. The sergeant told me to turn myself in at the Teller County, Colorado jail in Divide, Colorado. I asked the alleged sergeant when this alleged act occurred, and the chicken shit ticket writer stated that I did this the night before. Keep in mind, I was being accused of felony mayhem. I was alleged to have been a felony menace to the public. They let this behavior continue for 16 hours. The donut-munching chicken shit ticket writer demonstrated my alleged threat to the public and his commitment to protect and serve the people of Woodland Park, Colorado, by stating, "I was told you had the house booby-trapped and you were sitting in the dark, armed to the teeth, waiting for us." So he let this threat to the public continue for 16 hours. I followed up by asking this bastion of manhood, "Who told you this bold lie?" And he stated, "Your accuser." When I asked him, "During your investigation, did you check the accuser's background and discover that he's seeking disability from Social Security based upon his mental health issues, such as being bipolar, having antisocial personality disorder, narcissistic personality disorder, as well as two other significant violent mental health issues?" The chicken shit ticket writer stated, when I followed up and asked if he was aware that this seriously self-identified mentally ill person had signed federal firearms forms, specifically four of them in the last 6 months, stating he was not mentally ill when he was, per his own self-identification in federal court, and had been institutionalized by the state of Washington the last 3 years, and was illegally owning guns, he stated, "No." So I followed up with, "So you haven't investigated shit?" And he replied, "Be at the jail in an hour or we'll come and get you." Keep in mind, this bastion of manhood and law enforcement had allowed me to be in the public at large for 16 hours when I was accused of felony menacing. Keep in mind, the night before, he was too afraid to come and knock on my door and arrest me when he was unaware of any of this behavior and I was not guilty of the felony menacing charges. But now that he had told me the lies and pissed me off, he suddenly went from chicken shit ticket writer, try and say that three times fast, to superhero Barney Fife. Bravery, intelligence, and boldness nowhere to be seen in this piece of pork. Wow. This from Woodland Park, Colorado PD. Bold chicken shit ticket writers to bold felony pursuers of a bold felony menacer. Been asleep all night and was completely unaware of any of this felony menacing. But I did as I was told, and I was at the jail within a half an hour, even though when I got to the jail, I had been told I could get there and bail myself out this ass master. Ed told me I could be bailed out with my debit card, and the jail only takes cash. So I was going to jail, and he said he would be there with the warrant, but he wasn't, because he was just a lying chicken shit ticket writer. And he left the folks at the jail there to serve the warrant themselves. Fuck the police. Going straight from the underground. The folks at the jail were professional and booked me despite this lying chicken shit ticket writer from the Woodland Park Police Department. On 5/17/2017, while incarcerated in the Teller County, Colorado jail in Divide, Colorado, I was awoke at 0500 hours to be taken to court in Cripple Creek, Colorado by 0632 hours at 6:32 a.m. I was placed in full restraints, which means belly chains, cuffed in front, leg irons, and by 7:22 hours at 7:22 a.m., I was stuffed into the back of a Ford Excursion with another pretrial inmate. We were not seat-belted in, and we were driven on the ice, snowy road to the courthouse in Cripple Creek, Colorado, on a road marked 40 miles an hour during a snowstorm, with a male officer driving at over 60 miles an hour while passing the snowplow and sliding on the road. The other inmate and I were placed in a small steel holding cell with steel seats on a concrete floor with no water, no toilet, locked in the cell, kept in full restraints, meaning belly chains, cuffs, leg irons with no heat, and locked in that small cell all day in full restraints with sack lunch, while our hands and feet swelled, and forced to excrete our body waste into our jail uniforms because there were no toilets. No one was in the basement to supervise us, take us to the restroom. And when we were finally taken to the restroom, no one would unchain a hand so that we could clean ourselves before going back to our cells. Well, we were locked in, fully restrained, and at 17:42 hours, we were placed back into the transport vehicle and driven back to the main jail at Divide, Colorado, on snowy, icy roads at speeds in excess of 60 miles an hour. Once again, unseatbelted, doors unlocked, while in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Being a former prison official, attempting to survive in general population, the female officer put my life at risk by identifying me as such to staff and jail population inmates alike, putting my life at risk. I filed grievances upon my return to the jail after being in restraints, locked in a cold cell in an unheated basement for over 12 hours. I requested to see medical staff, place the officers under citizen's arrest for risking my life as we slammed around in the back of the vehicle, and attempted to be moved to protective custody to save my life. The grievances were not answered. I was left in general population, wherein I had to respond to threats with potential violence in order to survive. Complaints have been filed with the ACLU in civil rights lawsuits are to file. Welcome to Teller County, Idaho, or Colorado, rather. And, oh, up on Cripple Creek, they sent me. What a blessing that was, to have my life put at risk thanks to these two bloviating pieces of monkey goo who chose to talk about my past in the presence of other felony inmates, jail, in an attempt to have me killed. Worse yet, the Teller County, Colorado jail does not have a written kite grievance or lawsuit system for offenders. It is called a paperless jail, in which the sheriff does not allow inmates to have paper to keep notes, write, communicate, file legal letters, write to attorneys, and if offenders at that jail write to the ACLU, the letters are torn up, given back to them with a smirk. Call the jail and demand civil rights be returned to the inmate. Call the Colorado ACLU. Tweet them. Write them. Do anything you can to demand that they file lawsuits on behalf of the inmates within the jail. You have no idea how many inmates at the Teller County Jail have had written material that they somehow gathered to put together using toilet paper and other information to send out on their behalf to the ACLU to try and gain help and information, only to have it torn up in front of them and given back to them and be told by the deputies in the jail and the jail commander that they are basically screwed. In fact, they've been told, fuck you. That is a direct quote. You will not be contacting anyone at the ACLU or anyone else to help you. Your ass is here and your ass is mine. This is the most abusive system I've ever seen in my life. And I have run cell houses and prisons in the state of Washington, and I am amazed at the abuse and the civil rights abuses put upon these offenders who have not even been found guilty yet. Should you ever be placed into jail in this system, you will find that you are put into a system that sets you back 100 years in America. It is the most abusive, nonconformist, failing system in America. It is far from humane. Please contact the ACLU on Facebook, Twitter, via phone. Contact the jail in Teller County at 719-687-9652 and demand that civil rights be restored to the inmates there. I know, having worked in the system, how inmates should be treated, and they should be treated as human beings. I never tolerated this type of behavior from my staff and would never treat an inmate this way. And you cannot just hand back a torn up letter to an inmate with a smirk and tell them to piss off. Please call the Teller County Jail at 719-687-9652 and demand civil rights be returned to the inmates. Call the ACLU in Colorado. Call the national ACLU and demand they file lawsuits on behalf of the inmates within the jail system. And if you live in Colorado, find it within yourselves to picket and protest along Highway 24 in Divide, Colorado, while calling the media and alerting them so that you are protecting the inmates there, and you are protected against these monsters. You have a moral obligation to help the helpless. Please do not allow these kinds of abuses to be put upon these people who have not even been found guilty yet. It is a sad state of affairs when people can be railroaded illegally like this. This could be you. This could be your son or daughter. On May 21st, 2017, at approximately 6:30 p.m., a person went to the Woodland Park Police Department and spoke to Officer Hernandez and told him they had not heard from their husband in 24 hours, that they were worried about him because of his poor health, and said they did not have a key to the condominium that they were living in. That person told him they'd gone to the condo first and knocked on the front door and the back door with no response, that their husband's vehicle was parked in front of the condo. Officer Hernandez said he was not going to check on that person because he said he might kill me. There was no basis for that statement. None whatsoever. Officer Hernandez is a chicken shit ticket writer who refused to protect and serve. He asked that person who bailed him out of jail, and that person responded, "I did." He said, well, he'd have to just call the landlord to let him in, and said his husband, the person said, my husband could be in a diabetic coma or dead, and the police need to check on him. And said, this is a 911 visit. The officer asked if my husband had threatened to kill himself, and the person said no. He then went into the back for a few minutes, and when he returned, he said he talked to his supervisor, and they agreed no one was going to check on this person's husband. This is a situation when Porky Pig pisses himself. The officers refused to check on this person because 3 days earlier he had been arrested for felony menacing. And the police were willing to let this innocent person who had not been to court even to plead guilty or innocent die because they just flat didn't give a shit. This is the tyranny police in America today. They are not here to protect and serve. They don't give a shit about anyone but themselves. This person hadn't been allowed to plead guilty or innocent. This person had been railroaded by someone who filed charges, who has a history of mental illness and criminal behavior. A person who has multiple felonies involving armed weapons and should be confined to either a mental health facility or federal prison, their case on that, no other investigation. And instead, they have chosen to possibly let that person die rather than perform a welfare check, which they're legally obligated to do. And now Woodland Park Police, the chicken shit ticket writers that they are facing more civil rights lawsuits, as are the Teller County Sheriff, for failing to perform a welfare check, all because they're giant vaginas. Our job to stop tyranny and the chicken shit police state in America. As NWA said, fuck the police. straight from the underground. They have gone over the top, and it's up to us to stop them. What if it was your father, your husband, your friend that was laying there, unconscious, dying, and the police refused to perform a welfare check because someone had filed false police charges and is facing criminal prosecution in jail because of it? What if it was your father, husband, friend, who is laying there dying because the police refused to check on them because they were afraid, because they were giant whoopies, big vaginas, who were afraid to perform their job? Isn't it a sad fact that these people are armed with MRAPs and other things from the military, and they're afraid of a 53-year-old man who's in poor health? They're scared to do their jobs. They're giant chicken shit ticket riders. Well, that's not my America, and I'm an ex-cop, and I always did my job and honored my oath to protect and serve and to the Constitution. Well, fuck the police.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't. Country ain't